And we are going to continue the hour with this week's round of Adopt-A-Pet. Every week we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. I want to take a minute to thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, including Orange County Animal Services, Paws Forever, Cattails Cat Cafe, Independent Animal Rescue, and the one who joins us this morning, the Goat House Refuge down in Pittsburgh. GoatHouseRefuge.org is their website. And making her triumphant return to the show is Jackie Marks. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. And I'm so glad to be back.
And you have brought Murakami with you, who is an older and talkative and very inquisitive and friendly cat. Love her.
She's beautiful. She's a black calico, and she is very friendly. She was born in 2014, so she is 9. Mm-hmm. And what Murakami needs is wants to be.
She's been meowing the whole time. Like, she's very excited to be in here.
She's a wonderful talker
and super friendly. Like, she came in, she explored around for a couple of minutes, she got her bearings, and then she's just been like.
Yeah.
She's just wanted to be pet the whole time.
Here's my belly, you know. But she needs to be an only cat. She needs to be the only cat in the house. And that's been, you know, the case. She has not done well with other animals in the house. So if you are a person who says, gosh, I need a cat, one cat, one really sweet, friendly, soft, cuddly, pettable, gorgeous cat, that's Murakami. Her name is Murakami. That's Japanese for roughly translated Uptown Girl.
I like it.
So give her the cush life.
And she's 9 years old, so you're adopting an older cat, and I know older cats tend to have a hard time getting adopted, so you're really helping her out by adopting.
The wonderful thing about adopting an older cat is it already knows how to be a cat.
Exactly.
And they love you.
How does a cat who wants to be an only cat like do at the Goat House Refuge? Because there's a lot of cats around.
That's a really good question. She hasn't been slappy with Goat House cats.
That's good.
But she's been slappy with cats in the house. So she's been returned because of that. And so best case scenario for Murakami is a quiet home with a loving family, human family, that doesn't have any other cats.
Love it. Speaking with Jackie Marks, Goat House Refuge, what does she like to play with? Does she have, like, a favorite toy that she uses?
I think people is a great... You know, my own cats, they don't play with toys, they play with people.
Right, right.
But if you are interested in toys, Goat House is having a festival this weekend.
Gotta mention, yeah.
Yeah, so Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 4, it's the summer festival with... artwork, there will be live music, there will be food, there will be Siglinda's amazing one-of-a-kind crafts. Mm-hmm. And so from 11 to 4, we also need volunteers to sell the food and open the gates and things like that. So go to goathouse.org and see how you can not only enjoy the festival, but how you could be of help.
Sounds good. Goathouserefuge.org.
Goathouserefuge.org.
Can you get there at goathouse.org, too? I don't even know.
You know what? You would probably...
I am looking this up right now. It's definitely goathouserefuge.org.
Yes,
I checked that earlier today. Okay, not goathouse.org, but goathouserefuge.org.
And I'm sorry about that.
Bad me. I mean, there's so many... I'm on a nonprofit board, and like, there's two different really obvious websites that you could go to, and one of them works and one of them doesn't. It's just the thing. Speaking with Jackie Marks, the Goat House Refuge, and that event this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, that's to raise money for a specific cause, but it's a really good one, helping find homes for aging cats. Right?
Yes, absolutely. Because I have 2 9-year-olds, actually 3 9-year-olds, and they are wonderful.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go home later this afternoon and just go with my cats. Yeah.
What else? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And two of them are Goat House cats.
Oh, nice.
The other one's a rescue as well, but they are Goat House
Rescues
cats.
Rescues are best.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else should folks know about Murakami?
Murakami likes to talk, so you should be ready to have a good conversation. And she loves belly rubs. A lot of times, a cat will show you their belly, and it's a trick.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's not a trick. She will take pets, bellies, conversation. You will never be alone with this cat. You will have a great companion.
Headbutts. She loves being scritched behind the ears.
Oh,
I've learned all of this in the 3 minutes
noses,
that she's been in here. Yeah,
yeah, you know.
Super friendly cat.
And she will answer you when you talk. Yes. You make you wonderful.
other than the art show this weekend, anything else happening at the Goat House that folks should know about?
Well, I personally have started a GoFundMe campaign.
Awesome.
Because inflation has really hurt the Goat House.
Mm.
Food, litter, everything has become so costly. And on my own Facebook page, Jackie Marks of Carrboro, North Carolina, I have started a Goat House Beat the Inflation Busters campaign.
All right.
So please help. If everyone I know contributes $5, and don't let that stop you. Let it be more if you want to.
Could be 500.
That would
be,
you know, that would be amazing.
Again, goathouserefuge.org is the website. Go there and find out more. You can get photos of all of the amazing cats they've got available to adopt, including Murakami. We'll have photos of Murakami up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the town square section, and also on social media at WCHL Chapelboro. Their website is goathouserefuge.org. Head down this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, for that art show, raising money for a new initiative to provide a permanent home for aging cats like Murakami. And if you're interested in adopting, just get in touch with the Goat House. And how do you do it?
Goathouserefuge.org.
Mm-hmm.
And all the contact information is on the website
right there.
And also on the website is a Meet the Cats, Meet the Kittens square. You can click on those, take a look at all our sweet babies.
Nice.
And fill out an application online to adopt.
And again, goathouserefuge.org is the website. Murakami is an amazing cat. We're going to find a home for her. Jackie Marks, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Aaron.